For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Anna is not here today. You are here. That is Ryan Adams, in case you didn't know the voice. Roland Mizell is here, of course. And on the phones is Isaiah Chavez.
Why, hello.
Ah, yeah. I like it when he's real, just does that. And then doesn't do anything else.
The thing goes away.
It's good, right? I know. When he's smooth, the thing goes away. His brain's right when, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Anna's in Okeechobee. She is enjoying drugs and
music. She's
EDM,
enjoying music.
EDM music.
You love it.
I don't.
You want to be there so bad.
I don't.
Brings back bad memories of old neighbors.
I don't. Like when I was a kid, I liked to camp. You know what I mean?
I loved to camp.
I thought it was good, but I don't know if camping would be for me now. I would need a really good situation, like a camper with electricity, and I would need you know, like something nice, like a nice wooded area next to like a body of water so I can enjoy some fishing. It would have to be convenient. I don't want to walk through miles and miles of woods. I don't want to be in an area where they can film a Blair Witch style movie about me. I just maybe want to wake up and smell the fresh air and enjoy some outdoors, maybe campfire with some marshmallows at night.
Wait a minute.
That kind of deal.
What's that? You want to have a Johnny B. Show camping outing? Woo-hoo. Is that what you want? You want to broadcast live from a campsite on Saturday?
I'll be on it.
John Brennan. Don't ever say that again, Isaiah. John Brennan, listen up. No. This has got to happen.
I think it's adorable you think he's listening to this show. That is cute. That is really, really cute. No.
No.
Come on. Maybe if we got a bunch of listeners to go out with us.
Oh, that wouldn't be dangerous at all.
Yeah. It's not going to happen.
The right listeners, because there's some I don't know that we'd...
I don't know. The only camping I thought would be kind of cool, but then I thought about it again, and I was like, nah, it'd get old for me in like an hour. They have that thing they do out in like, I want to say in Dover or something every year, where it's like a haunted camping thing. Or
that'd
it's
be
like,
cool.
But you pay like $100, but you have different levels of scare. If you sign up for like the extreme, they can like... Literally, these monsters and all these horror characters, if you sign up for the extreme, they'll rip you out of your tent and kidnap you and just come real close to actually murdering you and stuff.
A little rough for me.
But you can wear like a pink bracelet, like the I'm a pussy bracelet.
Oh, like and then what's it that way, like that thing up in Dade City?
Yeah. And then they'll like get like 10 feet away from you and be like, oh, I'm a vampire, but you look a pussy bracelet, and then they run away. You know what I mean? Because all vampires sound a little like Marcello.
That's what they call it.
Generous. Yes.
You walk up to pay your admission fee.
It's a pussy
bracelet. Yeah, I want two regular and two pussy bracelets, please.
Yes. Yeah. One pussy bracelet. Ha, 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 ha. Anyway.
Count as your tour guide.
That was a bad count. Anyway, Anna is gone. So we thought we'd feature a little bit of her because she's on the website, which I'm very, very proud of her. She made the Bones website for the Would You Rather. We have the audio, and let me get a little set. Where's that? Where you at? Where you at, Anna? 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 I posted it, right? Yeah. No, it's
on our page.
I'm going down. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
There it is.
I'm sorry. Well, Isaiah puts all this crap up with penises and stuff, and I have to, like, filter through it. It's really gross, dude.
I can't help it, Johnny.
I know, but just stop with the penises, please. Oh, there's an ad right there. Anyway, I'll read the questions because they pop up on the screen, but you can check it all out on theboneonline.com. I also, I believe I tweeted it out yesterday to a link to it also. Mm-hmm. And we're getting ready to do social shout outs after we play some audio. So make sure you're hopping on that.
From 102.5 The Bone. You can hear me on the BDRS during the weekdays and Johnny V Show on Saturday afternoons.
First question.
And I'm here to play Would You Rather.
All right, first question is, would you rather be rich and ugly or poor and good-looking? What did Anna say?
Poor and not ugly as fuck. Yeah, probably. Yeah, poor for sure. I don't want to be... Well, money is useless if you're unattractive. So.
Well, she's poor, so she's getting her wish.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, definitely poor and super hot.
Yep, there she nailed it. Next question, would you rather meet an alien visitor or travel into outer space?
I would rather meet an alien visitor because I would probably be too lazy to go to outer space.
True.
And I don't really like traveling to places. I prefer people to come to me because I'm lazy.
Good answer, Anna.
She's honest.
Yeah, she is. Next question. Well, you can't lie in these things. They'll fire you.
Yeah.
Hey, you have to sign paperwork. The next question, would you rather be able to stop time or to be able to fly like a superhero?
I would probably want to fly. Flying seems pretty cool. Wind beneath my wings. Flying, it's beneath my wings. I would like to have wings and fly. I think that would be really cool. Yeah, birds are cool. I like birds. Well, except when they sh** in the face. But other than that, I like birds, and birds fly.
So, all very good points.
It's almost like she's just making this up as she goes along, right? Like, she didn't really plan this out?
Exactly.
That's how the game works.
Fly, and I like flying. So that's what I pick.
Next question. What's your favorite sexual position? I've always wondered this about Anna.
Lots of people have.
My favorite sexual position is probably just any of them. I'm just happy to be there. If you just like show up, like that's great. Thank you for coming. And then I would like probably like shake your hand and be like, I appreciate the RSVP.
Wow. Oh. Next question. Happy and poor or sad and rich? They must know she's broke. That's why they're asking these questions.
Yep.
What do you think she would pick? Here it is.
I feel like I don't know how it'd be sad and rich. I know people say money doesn't buy happiness, but I think that's a f-ing lie. To be honest with you, I think that's a lie.
I agree. Next question. Are you on Tinder? Do you think she is?
I don't know.
Am I currently on Tinder? No, I'm not currently on Tinder. I think I got frustrated and I was like, dating apps, but then I downloaded Bumble.
Bumble, I guess, is where the girls have to approach the guys. The guys can't initiate.
That's much better for her.
Yeah, exactly. Next question is, what's the longest relationship you ever had? I'm guessing it's not long.
My longest and only relationship I've ever had was just shy of a year.
Ouch.
Yeah. Good dude, but like, not for me.
The next question is, have you ever made out with another girl?
Ever made out with a girl? In college, I would often play lesbian chicken. I don't know if you're familiar with that game where it's like, you won't, no, you won't, no, you won't. And usually they would like try and scramble away, but I'm like pretty strong. So I would just like grab them and like kiss them. But like, they didn't like it.
I think there's a word for that.
It's called rape, Ryan.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Next one is, who is your celebrity crush? Oh, let it be me. Let it be me.
My celebrity crush would probably be, I'm a bit of a nerd, so Sam Harris.
Same person, really. Me and Sam Harris, right?
Yep.
Really like Sam Harris. It's probably my favorite.
This question here, very important question. Who would you have sex with first? Johnny B or a cat named Mo?
Our job's on the line.
Who would I have sex with first? I got to go with my boy JB.
Yeah!
There we go.
There are no reasons.
But why is she laughing? Why is she laughing?
I just got to go with JB.
Stop laughing, Anna.
So I would fuck B before Mo, for sure. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
Who was editing that bleep?
Pretty close. Yeah. Next question. If zombies attacked, what would be your weapon of choice? This is a good one.
A weapon of choice.
My penis. My penis, right?
I mean, if she had one, possibly.
No, mine.
Oh, yours.
Yeah.
Like she would use.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's already in her hand. Not yours, Mo.
Oh, boy.
Would probably be, I don't know, probably like an AK-47. I mean, that seems like a pretty good weapon to have.
If you're an ISIS, what the hell is she doing with an AK?
Or Sam Jackson. When you want to kill every mother. Sorry.
Kill a lot of people. I'm not quite sure. I'm not really into zombies and like how they operate. Like I know they're dead, and I know if you kill that, you can't really kill them because they're already dead. This is Anna, and you just heard Would You Rather with 102.5 The Bone.
So proud of her.
Yeah, there you go. She's making moves. She's doing things. I'm very proud of her also. Also proud of you, Ryan. You've been making moves too, huh, buddy?
I am so excited to hear whatever it is that you...
What do you mean?
You know...
What?
What you have in store.
I don't have anything in store. I just like to fill the people in case they're not Facebook friends, you know? You've been back at it. You've been working out. And you've been Facebook Living a lot.
I have. It's a true story.
You are what's wrong with Facebook Live. Now, you're not the only one. A lot of people are just, you know, filming like a wall
and once
in a while a catwalk in front of it, which is a little more entertaining than your running videos. You've been Facebook Living your post runs kind of
during.
They're in the dark a little, I put my parody one up the other day.
You did.
Check out. I thought it was awesome.
It was.
It was my way of saying, this is ridiculous. Let me be ridiculous so you can understand. Mm-hmm. But then I was watching the Facebook video, and I don't know if people can hear, like, where are you at when you do these? Way out in the country, right?
Well, no, I'm in my neighborhood.
But it's out in the boonies.
I mean, it's Wesley Chapel.
It's boonies.
Kind of.
Now, I enhanced the audio.
You did?
Yes, because you can really hear the sounds of nature in the background, the ambient noises in the background.
I must have missed this.
It really kind of paints a picture of how far out in the boonies you live.
I can't wait.
This is, you're out there, Ryan. You're way out there.
Got him, a pussy.
I'm sorry. That was another piece of audio. that was a whole different. I didn't mean it.
Got him, a pussy.
That's part of it. But hold on. Here is the audio where I enhanced using technology and Adobe Audition
thing, yeah,
at my house, and I enhanced the background noise. And it's really crazy how far out in the boonies you live.
All right, guys. So your boy's out for another run. And probably...
It's a dog?
I don't know, right around the mile marker.
How did I miss that?
I don't know. I don't know why you're laughing. What was the laugh for?
A little high.
Check me out.
I don't know.
I'm Ryan. Bitch.
I really don't know.
My right, like, calf muscle. Yeah.
Early morning?
I guess. I just keep running, you know?
Yeah, that's good.
I'm inspired by Forrest Gump.
I barely put any weight on my right leg.
Little kudos to yourself, like a little self-gloss. I can't believe I'm actually doing this with this horrendous injury I'm suffering.
Can't stop.
I think it's
stuff.
Just tight. But, ow.
Is that a goat?
First, I thought it was a Charlie horse.
Oh, I do remember the goat.
Yeah.
That was a
good
time.
I don't even know if you can get Charlie horses in your calf muscle.
You're running straight through a farm? Is
right.
that what's happening?
Yes.
Dude, you got to stay on the sidewalk.
They just moved in.
But, you know, I ran it, kept running.
It's thinking, a horse?
All right, I'll just, work it out, I guess.
Jesus, that horse is not happy.
I remember this.
Maybe
now.
Another 2 or 3 minutes later.
Jesus, man.
Uh-uh.
No?
The horse was getting a little frisky. I had to.
So...
It's a goddamn elephant.
I ran all the way to the
Sarasota Circus. That's where
Jesus.
I was. Yeah.
What are y'all up to tonight?
What is that?
I just, you know.
Facebook Live? So what are y'all up to tonight?
Look, I am a man of the people.
No.
Okay? I don't just want to self-gloss myself.
Self-gloss? That's exactly what you're doing. I'm running, everybody.
I
want to
know what everyone else is doing.
Look, if I Facebook Live, guess where I'm Facebook Live? My comedy show.
Yeah?
Gasparilla. Uh-huh. Something where I'm bringing somebody into an entertaining situation. Guess where I'm not going to Facebook Live? Me at the grocery store. Me taking a poop. Me doing common things that common folks do. Like walking down the road.
With apparently a lot of farm animals.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
And nobody would have known had I not enhanced this. Hold on. There's more. There's more.
Oh, man.
Cow.
That hurt.
Yeah,
I like somebody like.
That's why I'm limping.
Cal
jumped up and shot me in the friggin' calf or something. The hella.
What is that? What the hella? Is that something the kids are saying now?
Okay, I don't even remember that.
What the? what the hella?
I don't even remember.
Up and shot me in the friggin' calf or something. The hella.
That's not even a word.
I sound.
What the hella?
I don't know.
What the hella?
Anybody want to take a guess?
Monkey.
Who wants to take a guess?
I'm guessing monkey.
He's a friendly little monkey, too.
I don't even know.
Let me pet him.
You don't even know what a monkey is.
I don't.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, it's a lion.
Bitch about the whole thing.
It's a lion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and now I can barely freaking limp all right.
The dogs
cat.
Are back. Dogs are back.
God, yeah. I'm a pussy.
You are a pussy.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Pussy.
Yes. Rooster.
Damn it. Anyway, I don't know what I got for you guys tonight.
You're running in the same farm in a circle. You didn't even go far.
I'm just told you guys I was going to I'm going to turn my goddamn Pandora off.
Yeah, turn your Pandora off. You know why? Because nobody's on Pandora. It's 2017. There's a thing called Spotify, dum-dum.
I'm going to do. Goddamn. Anyway.
The goats are back.
I told you guys I was going to keep up with this. And goddamn it.
Yeah, goddamn it's right.
I haven't been on live in a few days.
Liar.
No, it had been at least a couple days.
But, pretty certain you guys didn't miss me much.
Nope.
At least I'm honest.
Nope.
The farm animals did, though. See? Horses. The horse did.
There is so much goddamn duck shit on this sidewalk. It's disgusting.
If you learned anything from his run video, there's a lot of duck crap on the sidewalk, everybody.
Fine. Since you bitches don't want to come and watch me sweat.
No, we don't.
In the dark.
Nope.
I guess I'll get off this thing.
Please.
Try to finish out my 3 miles.
Champion. Tiger.
I got fucking champion.
Champion.
I love you guys.
I love you guys.
Dumb, dumb. I did take the monkey home.
Did you?
I did. He slept next to me in bed.
You're a goddamn. That's ridiculous, dude.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.